Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get into the crux of it, man.
Yes, rap, let's get into
war.
It.
Let's
oh my
go,
God.
Jeffrey.
Let's go.
I know you two had a long discussion today.
Ish.
About this whole rap stuff.
We had to. It was man shit.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you where I'm seeing it from.
What we discussed earlier.
Yeah, because I don't know the full conversations and what you're actually arguing. I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen you say something about ASAP's bar being hard or whatever.
Did you see? Okay.
Is that not what?
That's not what I said.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying this was a cold.
No, I just said it was a good verse.
Whose verse?
ASAP's. It was a good verse.
Oh, what? You didn't think the verse?
I didn't think it was good at all.
It was a good verse.
I didn't think it was. I listened to it on my way here and I was ready for it. I was like, okay, yeah, yeah. And I was like, that was shit, bro.
I said, good hook.
The hook is called good.
And good verse. Forget like...
I don't think his verse is good.
Forget as like a diss track or a diss verse. It was a good verse. The delivery of the verse was good.
I'm not an ASAP fan then.
That's cool.
Because...
No problem.
I didn't enjoy that.
It was shit.
Go on.
What, as in like a shit diss as well?
Did you hear the song?
I haven't heard anything from
you
this album.
You haven't heard it?
I haven't heard anything
from this album. What did you listen to on the way in?
I was on the phone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But fair. But you need to hear it and then you'll see what I'm saying. But it was not a good verse.
It
was definitely not. Yeah. Because I thought, that's it. That's all I know about you lot's argument. And I was thinking, if
that
you're
wasn't
arguing,
even the argument. That wasn't the argument.
Oh, what was the argument?
you want to explain it? Because I wasn't there in the beginning, but I was there for a phone call afterwards.
Yeah,
forget the argument because it's petty.
Okay.
So what's happened is, who started this beef?
Shoot. I mean,
we'll say Kendrick.
Yeah. Let's say Kendrick's kicked it off like properly.
Because Kendrick has wanted it for years. He's wanted smoke with the top 1, 2, 3, anybody.
Yeah.
He's tried to get it going with the control verse on Big Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Sean is the biggest loser out of everyone currently. No one will win, no one will lose more than Big Sean. No one will lose more than Big Sean in this. Because he's being overlooked. Even if he drops a diss track, no one will give a toss.
No, we don't need a diss track. Nah, like, if he drops a good body of work, we will be like, oh.
He better not. Yeah.
Hold on. Hello, caller.
Yo.
We would have liked to get our shit off first, but go forward.
Okay, no. I'll call back after.
You've called. Go on.
Okay, I was literally watching you talking about who started it, and then I had to call.
go on.
Who started?
So, who started this? It all started back in 2011.
don't hit me with no.
We'll talk about.
Okay, wait.
I want to hear what started
but
it in 2011.
Are you gonna go to the stuff of like all the rappers saying Drake put me on? Because if you are, I'll hang up.
No, I just want to say one little bit from 10 years ago, then I'll skip to 2024.
Okay.
All right, so 2011, when Kendrick dropped his control verse.
Oh,
he said,
2011?
That's crazy, that's that far.
No chance.
Wow.
You can search it.
It was.
Okay,
and then what? That's what started this whole beef, basically.
So no one's responded to Kendrick since 2011.
I think there's been
subliminals.
There's been subs.
Drake and Kendrick since 2011 have been doing subliminals the whole decade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched one video on it. It was crazy. I was like, oh, he's talking about him there. Yeah.
Go forth, sir.
So when he said, fuck Wale, fuck J. Cole, fuck Mac Miller, fuck Tyler Creator,
fuck
Drake.
Them.
Yeah. Didn't he? Do you know?
What in the control verse?
Yeah, he said, I'm better than all of you.
Yeah, that's not fuck you.
Okay, right, I'm sorry, Fred, I'm sorry.
Get the context right before, you know, they'll cook us in the comments, you know.
My bad. Anyways, it started there. And ever since then, I don't know if you've seen the video as well, Temi, J. Cole and Kendrick have also been doing something. The whole decade.
That sounded like you just rolled down the stairs, man. Are you all right?
Man just necked his phone, bro. What the fuck is going on?
Yo, can you...
Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
So now, fast forward to 2022. Who put this whole thing into motion? The mastermind, Metro Boomin. So, Metro Boomin releases. We don't trust you, man. Gets Kendrick, Rick Ross, and Future. Everyone that is opposed to Drake and says, let's all diss them. Future first on We Don't Trust You. What's he saying? Sneak distant, I don't understand dog. For all the dogs, he's saying all that stuff. All the stuff about Drake over like a girl or something. Then obviously the Kendrick verse. Of course, he's not even talking to J. Cole specifically. He just said it because J. Cole said that. Mm-hmm. But it's obviously mainly towards Drake.
Well, most people think it's mainly towards J. Cole, which is also my argument. How? I think it's mainly towards Drake than Cole.
Yeah, people earlier were saying it's mainly at Cole.
What's mainly at Cole? The Kendrick verse.
Yeah, Kendrick's verse.
How?
The only thing on that verse that's relation to Cole is when he says, if you walk around that stick, ain't Andre 3K, and when he says, fuck the big three. That's the only thing that's relation to Cole.
Everyone was saying the only thing directly at Drake was the Prince outlived Mike Jack. That's what people were saying.
He said, your best work is a light pack.
Yeah.
He also said, for all your dogs getting buried, that's Drake as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So people are trying to help Drake duck the smoke. Drake can't
what
run.
You mean?
My group chat is full of Drake fans.
D-Riders.
That's D-Riders,
you say.
And none of them, or 70% of them, don't think Drake need to respond.
He 100% needs to respond because his last beef with Pusha T, he lost horribly.
Yeah,
horribly.
So his legacy
is up.
And
his legacy is up. He could have done
the strategic thing of dropping the same time as the next album dropped. It's kind of good that he didn't because now he, like, someone's also played their hand. But this is what makes me think, like, the playbook's already written because it's almost like Drake or everyone knew that Cole would switch sides. You think so? It's weird. The verse was already written. The album's already complete and handed in. Cole added the diss track for Kendrick later to that, however many tracks was on, I Might Delete Later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apologizes. The track is still there.
Mm.
The verse for the next Future album's already written and posted, sent in, uploaded to the platform, and also says some shit like, I'm not around when the gunshots go off, I'm a track star. Like, it's weird. Yeah, but that verse
has nothing to do with any of this.
It seems like it.
No, it just seems like it. But that verse, like, clearly doesn't have.
Wait, okay. So J. Cole's on this new.
He's on this new. Project.
Yeah, he is.
He's on the new project.
And he's not.
So you don't consider it switching sides?
No, I hear it, but I don't. It would depend on when this verse even came about.
This came out long ago because
he wrote it before. This is what I'm saying. It's like the playbook's already been written for this whole saga.
Not necessarily.
As in, like, he switched sides,
They were all friends at one point. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say switch sides because it's not like he knew they were going to start
beefing. He bowed out of the beef, basically.
And then he's got a verse on the other side.
Yeah, but that verse was probably done before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I wouldn't say switch sides.
Bro.
But you have to kind of bow out of the beef before that comes out.
Yeah, agreed. Because he knows the verse is coming out on their album. And if anything, they're definitely going to put it on there.
No, but he was dissing Kendrick, though. So he's bowing out of the beef.
J. Cole ripped the diss track for Kendrick after he heard Kendrick's verse and then added that to the site.
That's true.
So it seems like the playbook's already written because, cool, you're saying Drake's on tour, that's why he hasn't replied yet, but so is Cole.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's why Drake hasn't replied yet. He was waiting for this album to drop.
That's what my group chat is saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's what Tem's saying.
Oh, is it?
That's what I'm saying.
He was waiting for this album to drop so he can get a bird's eye view of what's going on. Because now that's when the Weeknd, I don't know if you heard it as well, the Weeknd dissed him on this album.
Yeah, I've heard it all.
And then, ASAP dissed him. So now he's got the whole bird's eye view. There's no more future Metro album. He knows he knows everyone that's coming for him. And now he can start writing.
He's going to get everybody, basically.
The thing is... Go on.
Touching on that ASAP verse as well, I think the delivery was horrible.
It was horrible.
I think the verse was nothing special. What was horrible?
The delivery
of what?
It was chaotic. Okay, cool, I think it was chaotic.
Man looked him up.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't like things like that, man.
Why?
It's not horrible.
Didn't like it.
That's because you're a Drake fan.
Was it good?
It's got nothing to do with Drake.
It wasn't shit.
It's got nothing to do with Drake. I can't lie. Like, man can't tell me that because I don't like something, it's because of Drake.
I'm going to be very rough today. It's fun.
It sounds like consensus that it was shit, though.
It wasn't, though. But I just know what's going on. I'm going to be rough today.
As in because of Drake, what do you mean you know what's going on? Is it because he dissed Drake?
What do you mean?
Feel like everyone's like, oh, I like it, man.
No.
Because I like Drake, basically. I'm not going to see it as good. I'm not gonna give him like a fair
judgment.
I don't know.
I don't know if he likes Drake or not.
Who? No, but I'm saying you said I know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm just saying words.
Oh, okay, all right. Cool.
It's more than 3 minutes anyway, don't worry.
Okay, all right. Cool,
Anyone else can call in.
Go on.
So Cole was on Drake's side at first.
Yeah.
And then switch sides. But what do you think of the apology?
I wish he didn't do any of it. Cause if you're gonna jump into a rap beef, call your friends. The jab was light even. It wasn't even like something crazy. You didn't say nothing mad. So for you to apologize for that, it's like, bruv, come on, man.
He was lying. He was lying in the diss track. But look,
I hear it, but it was jabbing, innit?
And that's even sneaky. You're even on the track, man's talking about your first album was this, your second album was that. This one's whack. Lying, because Kendrick has better albums than Cole.
Yeah.
100%. And then towards the end of the diss track, it's this thing of, this is just a light jab.
Yeah.
But the internet were talking about 1-0 Cole.
No, that was Cav.
Oh, no.
That was Cav. That's never 1-0 Cole.
There's hella bias going on, man.
Yeah.
Wish he didn't apologize. You have to look at everything, though. Most people said that he lost that. Most people said 1-0 to Kendrick. That's what I saw.
1-0 Cole was trending. 1-0 Kendrick wasn't trending.
Okay, fair enough.
I didn't see on trending, though. That's something. I never looked on the right. But most people said, that's an L.
To me, to apologize, the apology, I hear it is big and da 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 in terms of humanity.
Dead.
Like, cool. Yeah. But I'm here for the rap, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
no one's the rap that,
beef is like, bro, come on, man. Like, you didn't, I wasn't saying come and cuss his mum, bro. Like,
you can
still be respectful, but give him bars.
Yeah.
But this is why diss tracks are very difficult because cussing mums, you didn't really like the.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is more aligned with cussing mums. Not that I'm saying he cussed his mum, but he didn't really.
Yeah. I get you.
But then
also,
giving people bars is very difficult as well. It's like.
If
you want to do an actual diss track here, and you really want to finish your opponent, you have to do research.
You have to find dirt.
You have to find dirt and you have to find some shit that nobody knows about someone. So that's why Pusha ended Drake. Because he leaked his fucking son before Drake got a chance to.
Yep.
And then he said, what did he do? Then the whole artwork.
Yeah.
It was whoa.
Yeah.
You've just exposed this man before he could expose himself and you've exposed some shit I had no idea about.
Yep.
Made him look mad. No response. Done. So when you really want to finish someone, you have to do that kind of research. And I don't think J. Cole had anything else to say. Apart from your album was this,
he had nothing there.
So I think he was just like, this ain't even sitting right with me. I'm lying as well because I think your shit's cold.
I'm lying, man.
Everyone gassed me up. And then he was
you
like,
blamed his niggas.
Y'all heard the bazooka, right?
Yeah. Come on, man.
don't come and fucking say that he dropped a bazooka, bro. Have some fucking dignity.
Oh, what? Did he remove it?
Yeah, he said he was going to. Let me check. But I tell you the funniest thing. I tell you the funniest thing though.
Yeah.
Man was saying that he removed it after the first week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
Let the cells go.
Yeah, of course.
Let the cells go. So yeah, so if anything, anything, it's even more of a worse move. Because then it's like, I'm not happy with what I did, but let me get the numbers from it and then I'll take it down. Kendrick's going to come back at him again.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, he will. It's too late.
He will.
That's the thing. If Kendrick does, this guy really don't give a fuck about their friendship, man. No.
Fuck him. Fuck him. I hear it. Fuck him. Brother, don't just fucking throw a jab, then say sorry, then take the song off after your first week release us. Get out of here.
Mm.
Like, you tried to shoot at me and you tried saying my shit was whack. No way. I'm an artist, bro. Can't say my albums were shit.
Yeah.
Impossible.
My three good ones.
Impossible.
My three good ones.
And of all people, you talking about albums?
Nah. Yeah, J. Cole's albums don't come close to
Kendrick's. No way. Nah. Impossible. Nah. Impossible. Impossible. Even if he was lying, part of you thought that was cool to say. Nah. Jeez, I'm on to you.
Craig's been tweeting.
That's where I've been getting most of my news, but this tweet particular made me laugh.
Okay, imagine getting dissed, responding with a diss, apologising for the diss you made, then making a song with the people who let someone diss you. Cole's legacy in tatters.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I can't lie, he's looking wild.
He's looking wild.
Hey,
do you know what his saving grace is? I don't feel like his core fans give a shit about rap beef like that and rap like that.
Probably not.
Who, Cole?
I mean? Yeah, Cole's core fans to me, I can't see them being like, you know what I mean? Like,
what's annoying me about Cole for years has been like, I want it with anyone, I can out rap anyone. That's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah.
And the chance finally came.
You should have rapped
But him. This is the thing. Shout out to Feeding the Free, because you watched Joe Budden, yeah? I watched that shit. But there was some shit I thought of when I heard this shit, yeah, with J. Cole and Kendrick. And I was like, Kendrick's on that Compton shit. He's just on fuck you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole's too nice.
He's too nice.
He's too nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just too nice. He felt like, if I say this, I can't come back from it and maybe we can't be friends again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Whereas you need to beef, man, on the vibe of, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
My thing is, I don't feel like his legacy is in tatters because I don't feel like we gave him... Like, even though he says all of this rap battle, da, 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 I've never looked at J. Cole as a gangster.
It's a stain.
It's not about being a gangster. It's about being a rapper.
It's a stain, but it's not really, though. Like, I'm not going to stop, saying that his tunes were
good or whatever. You're going to hear it differently.
It's a stain. I don't think so.
You will.
Me personally, I don't think so.
He doesn't say he's a gangster rapper. He just says he's a rapper. And he says he's the best. And he said he'll beat anyone in a rap battle. So
When I hear that stuff, I'll be like, but... I'm not going to discount or discredit any of his previous works.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Let me tell you something.
What's her name? What's her tune? London.
Oh, that tune.
He fucked it up. Nah, I'm not going to stop.
He can bar. But if we're going to talk about who's the best,
No. He's not there.
You're not in that conversation.
No, you can't be. You can't be.
Because when you're saying the Spider-Man meme is me putting that Drake's in. I ain't fucking pointing at you.
Yeah, you can't say that stuff. You can't say that
First
stuff.
First person shooter can't look the same. And you switch sides. You're on the other side now.
And it made that sound even better after you apologised.
It made it sound even better.
And the song he's got with Future is cold as well.
Yeah, it's good. It's all right.
Horrible. Right. Horrible move. Even if there's no strategy to it.
To what?
To what he did.
No, there wasn't strategy.
There wasn't strategy.
It was literally
it was just erratic.
It was what he said. He got gassed up, he did it, and then afterwards he felt bad about it. But it's like, bro, sometimes you actually just have to stand on business. Even if it's not the business you really want to stand on, there's certain times where it's like wrong and strong. Fuck that.
It took balls for him to do that. To actually spin the coop on that in front of everyone. It's like, okay, cool, I hear you, but it's like, bro, can't lie, bro. You just shouldn't have done it. You just shouldn't have done it in the first place. That's the only way we can stop this from happening. Once you've spun the coop, I can call you a pussy up.
Yeah.
The thing is, everyone's pressuring everyone. Like, it's Otis. They're saying, J. Cole admitted that, my boys, I was getting 100, da, da, da. So is Drake.
Yeah.
100 of tweets, 100 texts.
Yeah.
Bro, you released that. To me, it's sad seeing the podcasters answering for Drake.
Mm.
It's just weird. As in, I spoke to people that can actually rap and they're saying, yeah, Drake's got the da da da.
Yeah.
I'm on this team. Like, it's been 3 weeks now. Drop. That's what I'm saying. That's because Cole wants. Dropped.
Yeah.
Cole, he deleted it and apologized. But Cole's also, your thing for Drake is that Drake's on tour. So is Cole.
No. But the thing is, I still think it's very different because Drake doesn't know how many enemies he's got.
It's not important. At that time. We just want Kendrick. We don't care about the others. Kendrick wait. Kendrick isn't going to drop again until Drake does. Kendrick has already fired the first proper shot.
That's fine.
Kendrick ain't going to say nothing until Drake. And now Kendrick isn't on the second part of the album of Futures.
Yeah.
Forget everyone else. If you go for ASAP, you're a pussy, yo. Because first of all, you started the ASAP one and ASAP's not important. Mm-hmm. He's not.
Yeah.
Rick Ross hasn't actually said anything, just unfollowed you. You can give him a bar. Cool, so what?
If you
give everyone but Kendrick bars...
No, that's not going to happen.
Nothing moves forward without Drake dropping. So if everyone's saying he's already got the track, drop it.
I know what you're saying.
We don't know how true this is, though.
Yeah, we don't.
But then if he hasn't got a track ready yet after 3 weeks, tour's a bad excuse, man.
No, I don't think it is. I really don't think it is.
It's not when you're coming against... it's not a bad excuse, bro, when you're coming against Kendrick.
Like, man, need to understand, yeah? You see, this is what I was saying about Meek. He made a mad mistake, bro.
Forget Meek.
No, I have to.
Because someone's on the line. Hello, caller.
We'll get back to it.
Yo. What are you saying, guys? I'm from Brum, innit?
Brum. How you doing? How you doing, bro?
Yeah. I'm good. It's crazy that I got through, you know, it's the first time I've ever called, first time I've ever been on a live.
You got 3 minutes, boss, well, go on.
But yeah, do you know what I was going to say? Yeah, you see with Drake, yeah, I think the way that everybody's ganging up on him, it's kind of feeding into his ego, because it's like, all of you versus me.
All of them.
Like, it's like a Thanos thing, isn't it?
Trust me, bro.
You lot are getting your cocks out, man. You love this Thanos satin at the moment.
It's the truth. Nah, but...
yeah. Proceed.
But now, like, so it's kind of like everyone's ganging up on him one track. Like, even Metro got his little, like, that beat flip. That was like a little kick as well, you get me? Like, everybody's on it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of feeding into his ego in it. But yeah, man, I think Drake's going to come with a madness still. And when he does.
You hope.
I'm not putting no expectation on what Drake's
Drake fans are hopeful at the moment. Just be honest. You hope is fantastic.
No, but of course. I think it will be,
but Drake's got that power to do it, though. Like, you know when Drake, like, goes on, he's on it, bro.
Nah, you can't say that.
The thing is, by the way, like, Drake isn't above losing. I'm not saying that he can't lose this battle, but he has to come with something.
He has to give it his all.
Drake has the best opportunity to win. It's very easy for Drake to win.
No.
He can give everyone a bar, but focus on Kendrick, and he wins by smothering a lot of them at the same time. He's like, because he's outnumbered. So if he gives Ross, Future, Metro, ASAP, Cole, if he gives five people a bar each, and then someone half a bar, and then Kendrick 9, it will be unanimous.
I reckon it's coming for Futures first, you know. I think it's going to do Future first, just by himself.
Coming for Futures, focus. If you don't go for Kendrick first, that's horrible.
Yeah. No, Kendrick's not even the main guy.
Kendrick ain't the main guy, though. It's Future.
It's Future.
It's Metro, technically, but it's Future as well.
Why is Future the main guy?
No, they've got the actual proper beef.
Because it's like Future's track and it's Future's album that this was on.
And they've got, like, actual beef. Like, Kendrick is just sending smoke.
Yeah, bro, he literally just sent Kendrick in there. But
man are ducking Kung Fu Kenny.
I would be upset if he goes for somebody else and doesn't go for Kendrick first.
No, he's gonna go for Kendrick. Why do we think he's just gonna go for Kendrick? We're just saying
what I'd be upset about. I never said he's not going to.
He has to.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying exactly what you're saying.
I don't understand how this isn't even an option.
Do you know what?
Yeah, no, but you're going on like he can't just go at somebody else.
Yeah, the thing is as well.
How? Do you know Drake?
No, but how can he avoid that?
That's what we're saying.
Why would he
bro.
Go for anybody else but Kendrick?
Because then why hasn't he dropped before the second album?
Why would I drop before
you got deep as well? He's got to send for a lot of other men as well, you know.
He doesn't really have to send
for them.
But he can if he wants
the
to.
The weekend. Yeah.
They're not important.
He doesn't have to
Everybody
send for them.
Needs it.
He doesn't,
everyone
but I wouldn't
can
care.
Get it.
I wouldn't
everyone
care.
Needs it.
Everyone, I wouldn't
no,
care.
No, everyone's talking shit, so everyone needs something.
Yeah, but who would you care about if he doesn't, like, because
I'm not talking
care.
About, bro, everybody needs something, bro.
I hear it, same way
J. Cole.
So, Fred, who does he need to go out first? Who does he need to go out first?
Not even, yeah, the most and first. First has to be Kendrick because we talk top three all the time,
and he just misses out Future like that. You can't do that.
Not
man.
Like no, misses no, no, no. out Future, but out. I promise you, Future is not as important because Future is not seen as a lyricist. We want a rap battle. Mm-hmm. Forget your personal beef. Deal with that later off the streets because we don't even know what you're beefing about. If it's a chick, if it's not a chick, whatever. Everyone has wanted Drake versus Kendrick or Drake versus Cole or Cole versus Kendrick for time. We just want to see lyrical exercises.
I don't think Cole's up there. You know, Cole's not that guy though.
Yeah, of Cole's out.
He's
Cole's out.
He's out.
He's already bowed out. Going for
but
Metro
you know,
he's
that guy
Metro
lyrically.
Rap. The albums have already dropped from Future, so if Future probably wouldn't even respond. Wait, who's Future ever been in a rap battle with? It's not going to go back on Future. Why does it not matter? Future is less likely to respond than Kendrick. So we might, if he goes for Future, we may hear nothing again.
That's
dead.
Fine.
That's not fine.
True story.
That means he's ducked the smoke and he's avoided the smoke. Kendrick will automatically win. That's not fine. I'd rather see the rap beef than him go for Future and Kendrick never gets to put out a second track. I want to hear the track. If Drake doesn't go for Kendrick, we may never hear these tracks.
But why is this a theory that he's not going to go for Kendrick?
No, it's not a theory. It's just we're saying he has to go for him first.
Well,
he hasn't dropped anything, so we're just saying he better do this.
But why would we? Why would
stop being
scared? I don't understand why we have a theory.
They're all saying Drake's dropping tonight. Apparently, Drake.
Who's
was supposed
them?
To drop tonight?
I don't believe that unless the song comes. Look, the reason why, and this is why I say there's strategy.
But
to
what's it? Was it 3 minutes? Thank you, caller.
All right, I love you. All right,
so, bro. The reason why I say it's good that he waited and it's good that he waits.
I'm not upset with that
because, bro, one, this is a big beef. Two, you don't know how much beef you're beefing.
Oh, forget that.
Three, man is saying that another album's coming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't even know how many people are going to be on that. Already Kendrick's come on that, and you're thinking, right, okay, he's drafted in Kendrick. Future and Metro aren't just playing this fair. Man are drafting in people. All right, cool, let me wait. Bang, he's going to drop another album, and plus, that tune went number one.
Yeah.
Bro, you need to let that settle.
Fuck that.
You need to let that settle.
You could ride the boat with them.
Hey, no, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
If Drake dropped... Drake could have done the strategic thing of dropping either at any point or last night when the album dropped and been on a thing like, look, my diss track got more views or more plays than your album and got as many people from the last album. And then when Kendrick comes back, you've now heard the new album, you can get everyone again. You might just end up wasting your whole clip in one round if you get everyone off the bat.
That's risky.
It's not risky. He's a lyricist. I thought he's got bars.
No one says he hasn't got bars.
So he can write.
That's just very risky when a tune is making absolute noise, bro. It doesn't matter whether... Like, I know he's Drake, but fam, you need to understand. You have Kendrick.
You can stomp the noise.
Now, bro, it's been number one for three weeks, bro.
That's fine. Because no one's dropped.
And that's fine. But what I'm saying is there's a reason why you need to wait. The tune is number one going crazy, bro. You ain't got momentum right now.
Drake ain't got momentum. His name's in people's mouths.
One question before we get to the caller. So if he doesn't drop in a week, how much time are you giving him?
I personally don't care about the time.
Okay.
Because I know it's not going to be months.
Yeah. Okay. But
I know
if it is months, then it's too long.
If it is, I don't care. I want to hear what he has to say.
Dead.
Yeah, no,
dead.
But it
I
won't
don't want to hear what he has I hear that it's late.
It won't be the same.
I hear that it won't be the same, but I'm not expecting
to be fair, the only way it works is if it's part of an album. If it's part of an album, then I understand why it has to take
months. But that's what I'm saying.
What I don't mind... Caller, you there?
Oh,
no,
this is ringing.
Probably,
yeah.
Cool. Hello, caller.
Boys, yo. First of all, big love to the 90s baby show. Yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
Big love. Number one over Beyonce, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Chill on the caller's head. Go on, caller.
Mandem, yeah. I'm saying that with Drake, he's going to be moving like how Jay-Z has been moving with Nas in it.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be like subliminal after subliminal. Like, it won't be like a track next week, and it took like a long ass until this guy retires, innit? That's how I personally see Drake being paid, innit?
That's not good enough.
He's not entertaining this thing in it. Because this guy is basically posting some next thing captions, ABC. He doesn't care.
He cares. The whole industry's going at him right now. Not the whole industry, but some big players are going at him. And now everyone's like questioning Drake's character. Like, what did you do?
True.
He needs to do something.
True, but I see how like him being petty the way Jay-Z is petty with Nas in it. Like I'm thinking every time like Kendrick does something or ASAP does something, yeah, Drake's gonna be like doing some next thing in it. Like that's how I see it. Cause like Jay-Z's like his bigger idol in it, so I think he's gonna be doing like the same blueprint of copy and paste. That's how I see it anyway. I don't know in it.
What's the tactic you're saying he's gonna take?
Like, he won't entertain them. Like, obviously, he'll give us, like, a little snippet in it. But I think in the long-term run, Drake wins this, innit? Because this guy is the petty king, innit? Like, he'll make sure, like, in the long-term run, or, like, he'll make sure, like, he'll be mentioning the A$AP Rockies more, the yes. Kendricks more, the J. Cole, like, slightly maybe more. I don't know.
Fair dues. But, fair dues.
You haven't put up a strong case for Drake here, sir.
Yeah.
Because this guy is playing chess, like, not like, what's the saying again?
Chess, not checkers.
Chess, not checkers, isn't it? Like, this guy's a petty king, isn't it? Like, this guy's even said it in his own song, isn't it? Like, you know, them ones there. So, like, in the short term run, I think Kendrick wins it. But in the long term run, Drake, innit? So that's okay. My boys, big love. Thank you for answering.
Thanks for the call, man.
Do you agree Drake wins in the long term?
I can't say he's going to win in the long term. I need to see what he says.
The problem, the thing is with Drake, it's very hard for him to lose.
I think the long term win is Future. Because Future recently, yeah, he recently sold his catalogue.
Yeah.
And now his newest catalogue is already on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely won.
Hello, caller.
Yo, we look same.
What's happening?
Big up you, man. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
How the hell does Future win that?
What does he win about it?
He's winning in terms of like
streamed off album.
Yeah,
he just sold his cat.
This is crazy.
So what's that got to do with the battle?
No, like we're talking about everything in general. That's how Drake fans, Drake man. Would also win.
Hello, caller, man.
But he's what? But is Drake not worth a billion?
Nah,
is Drake not worth a billion? What are we measuring?
In terms of it's a win for Future. Like it's not like he beat Drake. He's just
Okay, all right. That's different.
Yeah.
No, you're a hater on Drake. That's what it is.
I didn't even say Drake.
Leave the Drake hate, man.
Because he does win.
So how is he the long-term winner?
Because he just sold his back catalog.
What's that got to do with this?
No, it's not. He beat Drake. He just wins. But what is it?
So. Okay, all right. Cool.
It's a win for Future.
It's a win for Future.
Oh, a win. I thought you said the long-term winner. Like,
yeah, he's a long-term winner. He just sold his back catalogue and he's still a relevant artist with his new album.
He's winning.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Is that okay, cool. Drake?
I don't think it has nothing to do with it, but I'm with you.
Okay, cool. Cool.
I'm with you.
Yo, what are you man saying? Basically, yeah. When you man are looking at this, I hear what you're saying in terms of Drake. To be fair, my horse in this race at the start of all of this, years back, from mixtape days, was Cole.
Damn.
Up until like maybe 5 years ago. Yeah. 5 years ago, man had to hold the L and realistically see what it was. The clouds they came out of my eyes, innit? Man wasn't seeing it like that. Yeah. However, when you look at the beef thing, let's be real. There's a lot of man that Drake still hasn't addressed that he's been bucked by.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking Stay Scheming days. Mm-hmm. Man was scrapping Common because of Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Common came back at him. He didn't say shit.
Mm.
Man bodied him, left him in the mud.
Nobody heard.
Push again.
I just remember.
That's the thing. Obviously, Common ain't that popular, don't innit?
Yeah.
But if we're talking about hip hop and this isn't that, your brethren ain't gonna come to you with smoke. Realistically, if you right now tell me, Tashi, I'm gonna come for Fred. You ain't gonna give it your all. You're not gonna do that, bro. That's your guy. Mm. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
So Kendrick and Cole.
Exactly.
Let's be real with that. However, when we come and look at, let's say, what, Kendrick and Drake and whoever else, let's be honest, Kendrick has smoke for everybody. Mm-hmm. But that's what you're saying from based on where he's from and that.
Mm.
But Drake is battle tested to a degree where man, he's looking at the industry thing.
Mm.
Him and Meek were cool at that stage for real. I swear Rico came up before the distance.
Yeah, they had a few songs before that.
Yeah, exactly. So they were decent, I suppose. You know what I mean? So Drake probably took advantage of that.
Yeah,
you see, Common comes from hip-hop. Man ain't about that. You want smoke, I got it for you. Mm-hmm. To this day, man ain't responded. Pusher, man made a whole Surgical Summer all build up to all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Man was telling, yo, he was poking the bear. You want it, I'm here. Do you know what I mean? Drake eventually nibbled. Colustin. He don't want it with Kendrick. And he knows he can't do it with Kendrick. If we're being real, if he's going to do something, it has to be in that nice little light poppy thing, like a little back-to-back, make it a club bang, just like that. Mm-hmm. But realistically, mm-hmm. doesn't matter what Kendrick does as well, if we're being real, just on the grand stage that Drake's on, he can body him. Drake's still going to be local.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Common go at him. If you lot play it in your own time, listen to what he's saying. Man brushed him. Pusher. Mm-hmm. Man said, yo, you got a boy over in the border. You didn't even let him come across. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still local. Doesn't matter what's going to happen. The only problem I have in this is that it doesn't matter what shots that guy takes, Drake, he's Teflon, realistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because his main base is
the gal. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, if he makes a banger, the gal. He makes the banger
for the gal.
Yeah.
If the gal are twerking like they are twerking for like that, it's a wrap. Doesn't matter what Kendrick does.
Yeah.
However, Kendrick's just going to look like the candy man, just the big boogie man, the big bully,
yep.
regardless of what he does. And that's my dog in the fight, realistically. Who's so that's Kendrick? What I'm just caping for Cole a little bit here, because realistically, as I said, at the end of the day, you're not going to cuss Temi like or Fred or whoever else, like that's your guy.
Yeah, but afterwards,
you're not going
to
do it.
We don't need to apologize immediately after.
No. Hey, I'm with that. That's what, bro, I was in Paris when I heard this news. When I heard that and I opened the shower door, I was like, what's going on?
The thing is I don't have a horse in this race either. None of them is my favorite rapper apart from Future. And I
but you're getting onto Drake a bit heavy, though.
No, I'm not. I already don't expect...
Fred's got history with Drake.
I already don't expect Future to get in a back and forth with tracks. I've never seen him do it. Have you seen him do it before?
No.
Nah, not Future, really.
You already said
really.
It on the track. I'm not a battle rapper. I'm just an official trapper. I don't expect... So I already see the wins for Future. I don't really see any L's. Any L's that we can see for Future?
Nah.
Even if someone gives him a bar,
it's just if Drake comes at him though.
No, but if Drake comes at him, it's not.
Yeah, but why? What?
No, because we're not looking for a rap
beef. But that doesn't matter
if
he doesn't respond.
What do you mean?
How can you say that? So, like, for example,
the thing is, I expect Drake to respond. I don't expect that of Future.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't lose.
What does he lose, though?
No, it's not about what does he lose. I'm just talking about the rap battle here.
Oh, the rap battle.
Do you get
battle,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, cool.
I'm not talking
but,
about... That's why when I was talking about
saying,
the sales,
nobody
I'm like,
cares.
I don't care
no,
about
No, but that's what... You're looking too micro at this.
Okay,
the,
go on.
The bigger thing, because Drake isn't playing just rap battles.
Yeah,
Drake
yeah,
doesn't just play, I'm just rapping. He talks about career, da-da-da-da.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
In man, that, he does that with the opponents he knows he can wax.
Exactly.
Like with Meek, he knew he could wax him.
He'll
go rap.
I'm
going to
get you in
rap.
Charged up.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody else is just career up. And he'll stunt on you. Stunt on you. Stunt on you.
Yeah.
He'll do all of these little microaggressions towards you and da da da.
Yeah.
He could do that to Kendrick.
You can't do that.
No, I know he can't.
With Future. The reason why we don't care if you diss Future, because I'm not expecting Future to diss you back. Do you know what I mean? I don't care if you, like, how mad would it be for us to be like, yo, Future, you need to get in the booth, bruv. Drake dissed you. We wouldn't say that. We would be like, would you say that?
Bro, no, I don't understand.
We forget about that.
I don't understand.
No, I want to know personally, you, would you want Future to go back in the booth and diss Drake?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Why
are you talking about sipping lean?
Wait, you guys are leaving. Do you know what? Temp,
he's not competition for Drake.
He's not.
That's okay.
He's not.
So it's very pointless me wanting to hear Future try and
but
do that.
But that's because you might not want him. You might not want him.
Drake is competition for Kendrick.
I hear that. We want that.
Drake ain't
that's
competition
fine.
For Kendrick, bro.
But
he is,
Future, he's in the top
made
three
an album
of rappers.
Future made an album and he's standing next to your enemies. He's bringing all your enemies together.
Yeah.
He can get it too.
He
no,
can
I'm not
get
saying
it.
He can't get it.
So
but
why?
That's not
so
what
why?
We're saying.
So, but why is it that if Drake says something, if Future gets does a whole album basically about we don't trust you, we still don't trust you, getting all your enemies together.
Mm-hmm.
Drake makes a response to him, we don't expect Future to say something back.
No, I don't.
That's not the competition.
Why? I actually don't, because that's why, not the competition why? I care about. What, I don't care about Future and Drake's rap beat.
Also,
I care about Drake and Kendrick.
I know that's what you care about.
Also, wait. Why?
So Drake, Cooler, let me know if you know, did Future have a bar for Drake in both albums?
Yeah, he definitely did.
He had spoke for him in the first album. The second album,
which bar?
The first tune in We Don't Trust You, he says some stuff.
I think it was the open, the intro. Like,
yeah, in the intro.
Mel basically said the album's about Drake.
No, that's dead.
That's what they
said. But no. What people are saying. The thing is, he didn't even need to do anything directly, though. He didn't need to do nothing directly about it. The whole tape in itself is...
Yeah.
No, not in this tune.
Not this tape. I'm talking about the initial tape. Just the rollout for it. Him and Metro coming together. Obviously, they've been beefing over Gallo.
Yeah, Metro's beef that we can.
Everything just comes together. All the optics.
All of that.
All the optics. No, we know who's written all over you. You know what I mean?
Written all over you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So also, what we were saying in the group, like, there's something Drake must have done to get these niggas that mad.
Yeah.
100%. Fake written all over you. So if we're gonna say that's about Drake,
yeah,
I'm curious to know what he's done. But what else does it say? Smiling faces sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces show no traces.
Yeah, apparently this whole intro about him.
Fake rain all the verse as well, or just the intro?
I know.
The man just said the song is about him. Obviously, not every bar is going to be for him, but... And we're talking about Future here, bro. But it's about Drake. I mean,
again, it's the conversation of top three.
Nigga, you a nigga, number one fan, dog. Sneak this in, I don't understand, dog.
Pillow
Tell me, to be honest, yeah, I think the reason why these men are expecting it from Kendrick more than anybody else, is because the most direct shots that came throughout all this ordeal was from Kendrick.
Yes.
No, all these little subliminal, little sideman things.
Raps, bro. It's as simple as that.
I'm not thinking that man's
talking about
Kendrick.
For all your dogs.
The only thing I can say is, if Drake comes and says something wild about Future,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Then he'll be like, yo.
That's what he has to do.
Crazy. But I don't know because we've got no insight.
Yeah.
He would have to give us some.
So he'd have to say like Future's getting pegged or something
or
like
some
that.
Some shit like
would have
that.
To be something that's
and
like
come with the wrong. Evidence and
yeah,
receipts.
Yeah, you have to draw him out. But on a regular bar, I'm not going to be like, hey, Future, you need to respond. Like, on a regular, I don't know what the fuck he
even,
can say.
Even then, it wouldn't make me think Future needs to respond. Because I personally don't think Future can respond. Like, I don't think he can rap.
He doesn't have the bars.
He doesn't have the bars.
Right, so that means you're allowed to diss. That's crazy.
No, you can diss him back. But, yeah, no, because I'm not mad about this back and forth. This isn't making me...
Yeah,
like,
I hear that.
He's made the whole intro about him, and nobody's being like, oh, my God, he's calling him fake. Oh, my God, like, he's getting at Drake. Nobody cared about that. The only thing we've spoken about is Kendrick getting at him.
That's what we cared about.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he's got a whole track at Drake, and nobody cares.
If he follows anyone else, if he goes at anyone else but Kendrick, if he goes at everyone but...
Kendrick. That's poor. Of course.
We can't be getting sidetracked by Future ASAP. Forget that.
But I don't even understand how that's a theory. That's crazy.
It hasn't come yet. We're just waiting. And all of this, it can come whenever. At a certain, like, Chip responds the next day. Cool if you're saying he's on tour, whatever. Or Chip, I don't care. It's been three weeks now. We need to hear something. But cool, anything to add before we let you go?
No. The one thing on that, is that he ain't dropping nothing. If we're being real, he ain't dropping nothing. At least that's going to be that direct, that scathing to my man. As you said, it's been 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
This has probably been the most direct shot that man's had to his chin. Pause. In how long?
I want It's 12 o'clock and he in knows the UK. Let's see if Drake's dropped anything.
And you know what's so funny?
He ain't dropping.
What's it called?
Yeah, love you, man. Respect.
The funniest thing is, remember, First Person Suit has come out and technically Kendrick's responded to it.
Yeah.
So, isn't it interesting that you want him to respond again? You want Drake to respond again?
But I don't feel
First
like Drake
Person
went
wasn't
at
a diss.
It Well, it was. There was bars in there.
Yeah, but I still haven't seen that. They bigged up Kendrick.
No, but then he said the Spider-Man meme was me pointing
that's
at Drake.
Yeah.
No, but
who did, what bars did Drake give Kendrick in that tune?
Yeah, Drake didn't say something. That's what I'm saying. So, basically, the reason why people have said it's a diss is because Kendrick was supposed to be on the tune, apparently.
Okay.
And then he wasn't. So then they've said, yeah, the top three. Then he's like, the Spider-Man. I mean, where one and two?
Who's that guy said that?
That's a rumor in the industry.
Who said that?
Rumor in the industry.
I'm saying this. J. Cole. You're not listening. He said you said the bar. It's J. Cole.
Oh, so I thought you said you said the thing.
Drake is okay. He's alive. Yeah.
So all right, cool. So the rumor is that you're supposed to be on the tune, yeah. So the fact that he wasn't on the tune and my man has said that, it's like, oh, they're trying to do this to me now. Because I wasn't on the tune.
But you're saying, this picks up my theory. That's why I said,
what's your theory?
Of it seems pre-written. Because Kendrick then goes, I'm not going to be on this tune. I want to be on that tune with Future. What reason did Cole or Kendrick have to turn down First Person Shooter?
What, did Kendrick turn it down?
That's what they're saying. Kendrick was supposed to be on it, but he turned it down.
So he could have gotten there and did a control thing of, okay, I'll be on the tune, but we're going at each other, yeah?
He could have, but he
it's possible. But there could also be things going on in the background that we don't know about.
But they offer, yeah, there could be. But
we don't know. I don't know if
Kendrick have a real beef with Drake. It's not street level. It's not.
It's just bars. It's not. It's bars.
We just want the bars.
But I don't know. He might just not like Drake.
But then he also said that's an iffy rumor because he said you lot are clicking up. If you got offered that, you wouldn't necessarily say you guys is clicking up.
Yeah.
So again, rumor, but
all rumors
or tactics. He knew it was coming, so he already had his verse ready. Yeah,
fuck you. I'm coming.
Drake said, yeah, I've got this album for all the dogs. We got a tune called First Person Shooter. Da, da, da. He said, nah, I'm good or whatever. And straight away, he wrote that
Cole.
Shit.
It's just me and Cole Word.
It's not a diss, man.
It's the Super Bowl. It's just me and Cole. Like, you're saying to the guy that is supposed to be considered in the top three, you're saying, fuck you.
You're not, man. Because on the same track, you get caught. You get Kendrick saying something. It's your track. You could, hey, no, we ain't mentioning that guy over here. You could say that if you want. It's your track.
Yeah.
You could cut it out. People cut vocals all the time.
Yeah.
You could have cut it out if you want to. If we're saying that's a diss to Kendrick, that's come on.
It's very light.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It could be, but the rumor that he was supposed to be on the track. Do you get what I'm saying? But even then, Kendrick's isn't the hardest punch.
No, it's not hard.
It's a jab as well.
Again, that's why I don't think First Person Shoot is the first track of this whole something. Kendrick's saying, all right, cool. This is what I'm saying. Come back at me is the opening something.
Yeah.
So they have to come back. Kendrick can't drop again until they come back.
Mm-hmm. No, agreed. And I just think Drake is definitely going to come back. Whether it'll be good, I don't know. Everyone's saying a nuke is going to drop. I don't think that's fair because it's like, we've just got so much anticipation for this shit. That is even going to live up to it. But if he comes with some subliminal shit, that's horrible. He needs to come and say, Kendrick, you're this. Or it needs to be very clear. This is at Kendrick. This is at ASAP. This is at Future. Because Future can't drop two albums, and host these songs and host all of this beef and not catch no bars.
Yeah, of course.
Catch it.
Of course he can
catch bars. You need bars. And if he doesn't respond, to me, he's a pussy-o too.
Fine, no problem. But if we don't...
Why does he get grace to not respond?
So is Drake a pussy-o?
If he doesn't respond,
No, but the reason why is because Future has done what he wanted to do. Come on, man. There's certain people that you don't expect things from. Like, we don't treat everybody the same. Like, not everybody. Because what if The Weeknd don't respond? Is he a pussy or? Like, is that...
Well, apparently he's responded now, isn't it?
No, the Weeknd replied, he just said Weeknd said something. So if Drake goes at Weeknd, and then I'm not expecting Weeknd to have a back and forth.
Fair dues.
That's what I'm saying. Fair, like, there's certain people that we just don't expect to go back and forth on a rap beef. Mm. Future's one of those people. Like, unless it was like Future versus Quavo. Because then, to me,
versus Young Thug,
or something, then it's like,
man made an album, hosted all that shit. Nah, you can catch some bars.
Yeah, 100%. Nobody's denying catching bars. You're not listening, bro.
I'm not listening. No, but I'm listening.
Like, you're actually not. Because we're actually on your side. We're saying, I'm listening. Come on, are you seriously expecting Future to come with bars?
Yes.
Then that's fine. I'm saying, I don't. And the majority of people don't.
Yes. That's what I want. I want them all to respond.
Dead. Hello, caller.
Oh, you have to turn us down.
He ran off. But yeah, man, there's certain people, like, I'm just on the thing. Hey, just go at Kendrick, man. Yeah. All of that other shit, you can win by even not responding. They're not even worth a bar, half a bar, one bar, cool. But if your main focus is some other people, dead.
What do we think he's going to say about Kendrick?
The thing is, it's tough to see what he can say about Kendrick, because the rumours flying around is that a lot of things is about women. It's about girls and how that has, like, crushed up a couple of relationships. So that's how easily Drake could win if he just says some shit like that at four or five of them. It's very peak to go at Drake.
Well, Cole was saying he's not the man that he says he is.
Who, Drake?
No, Kendrick.
Is in what sense? All this subliminal shit. I hate rappers, man.
Hey, he was basically... Because remember, he said this is a jab, kind of like, we'll see what he comes back, I'll finish him. It's like swatting a fire. So there could be something about Kendrick
He was lying,
you know?
Though. That's why he confessed to just chatting shit.
He could be lying. I think he's lying in terms of, like, how he felt.
Quavo Breezy. I forgot about that as well.
I think he's lying in terms of how he felt, but I think he might know some shit about Kendrick. That's not impossible.
Who, Cole or Drake?
Cole. And if Cole can know something, I think Drake can know something.
Yeah,
100%. No one's clean.
Oh, everyone can know something about everyone. Weeknd said there's leaks in your camp.
Yeah.
If Weeknd just clicked up with Future and Future...
Right,
so information can get passed. Hello, caller.
Hello? Yo. Yeah, so hold on. So you and I saying Drake has lost, right?
Nobody said he's lost yet.
he can't say he's lost until he responds.
Until he doesn't respond.
My problem is, the fact that the energy that he had with Meek and Pusha was very different to Kendrick. So for me, he's definitely scared of Kendrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you have to treat it different, though.
Exactly. It's a different person.
Meek is nothing to Drake.
Bro. Yeah.
Like, it's light work, bro.
Nah, I don't...
It was light work.
At the time, no one thought it would be such light work.
Yeah, that's true.
Only because of the allegations against him.
Mm-hmm. Against who?
Because man was saying, yo, you ain't writing your bars. So man was thinking, oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
No, not
man's
even just that,
credibility.
Because Meek comes from battle rap as well. I thought he was going to come and deliver, but Meek didn't.
Yeah, Meek did.
Was Meek on tour?
Yeah, he was on his girl's tour.
Apparently Drake was on tour as well. So that shows how light work it was, right?
So, but that shows he can write whilst on tour.
Yes, for Meek. Not for Kendrick.
Caller, you're drowning.
It's crazy, we can't hear you.
It's calm, man.
Was he talking under the blanket?
I feel like he's supposed to be in bed and his mum's out there.
Hold on.
Are you guys regular phones like this?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
For me, I was saying that obviously Drake was on tour at the same time that he was beefing Meek, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he dropped two diss tracks before Meek could even respond to one, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So to me, clearly, one, as you said, he needs to take it differently because it's Kendrick and it's not Meek, whatever. Same way that he took the Pusha T one differently, right? Because he fired back without even knowing the amount of crud that Pusha T had on him, right, about the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But clearly there's nothing else that, well, to the public eye, there's nothing else that is in the dark that Kendrick has on him, right? It's not like he's another you or he's cheating or someone or whatever.
Kendrick might reveal.
But who knows? Mm. So to us, it's just a straight barring battle, isn't it?
Mm.
So to take 3 weeks to come back with another barring session is scared.
Nah, I disagree,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I agree. Because it's, allegedly it's written, allegedly it's recorded,
yeah.
allegedly Wonder Boy or whoever the fucking producer is has produced
it. Yeah, Boy Wonder, yeah.
Has produced it. Fucking strategically could have tried to overshadow a man's thing. He's got the bigger fan base. People would have listened. People would have heard it. He would have had his supporters. I don't get why the fuck we ain't heard it yet.
Nah.
Why ain't we heard it yet, Tam?
It's not too late.
It's not too late, but bro, like, the momentum of late, that song is crazy, bro.
This is a horrible
like, you need
it's
to
not too late.
That,
like, that's scared.
That's bro. Fine. That is scared. That's also war, though. You have to understand, like, bro, I can't just go in there thinking that because I'm Drake,
you
I'm going to win.
The diss track Drake would have dropped would have been listened to more time. It would have gone number one.
Mm.
It would have.
That's hard to say.
Bro, he's number one.
He would have to make a banger.
He has to make a banger, bro.
Future made a banger.
Bro, forget it being a banger. There's enough hype around the beef. It's Drake with the biggest fan base. We're not talking Billboard. Is like that number one on Billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it's number one.
Is it
Billboard? Or at least in America, anyway.
Like,
I don't know if it's number one.
Charts. Check it could just be a rap chart. It might not be Billboard.
Oh, okay, check.
Maybe.
Like,
maybe.
It's not really, it's not got a hook. Billboard might be a whole different ballgame. It might not be Billboard.
Yeah, but just because you chart high, it doesn't mean you've won the battle.
No.
It does have a hook.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's Billboard
and it does have a hook. It does have a hook.
Does it have a hook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, they made a song.
That's what I'm saying. Drake, a diss track won't go number one. No, it won't.
It's not supposed to.
Because if you don't even care about the beef, you're running that tune as it's a slapper.
Bro, if you're running Future, you are a rap fan. You're not a casual rap fan.
Wait, repeat that. Say that again.
If you're running Future, to get Future to number one, rap fans are tuning in because they're
hearing.
So
are casuals. You don't go number one without casuals.
Wait. What I'm saying is because Drake fans are tuning in. Like
every fan is tuning in.
So if Drake responds, everyone is tuning in because Drake is replying to that.
Yeah.
So everyone that's listened to that listens to the fucking response.
Yeah, no,
so
I hear it.
You've got 100%. Rap fans, casuals, and Drake fans.
I hear it, but it still needs to be a good song.
Forget that. People will listen if it's a good song or not because
They will.
You don't know if it's good or bad until you listen.
They might not repeat.
Exactly. And that's what
gets
doing.
You number one.
We're talking streams.
Yeah.
So that's a very different thing.
I think it gets more than one listen from everybody.
Yeah, to listen to the bars.
Of course it does.
But this is I'm listening to this and not caring about the beat no more. Like, I'm hearing the tune and I'm not going, oh my God, Kendrick. I'm saying the tune slaps.
Do you think without the beef element of it, it would have been the number one track?
No, I know that pushed it to number one. But that's what I'm saying. For Drake to go number one, he would have to make a tune that actually slaps and disses. Because that's the formula.
If you think that Drake isn't scared of how big this tune is, you're mad. If
that
you think Drake
formula.
Just thinks he can just trump that, you're mad. That tune
then,
is what? Mad.
So then forget about trying. How long do we have to wait for that to come off for him to drop a track? Is that what we're doing?
You just have to just chill a bit. You just can't. You can't just come out swinging when not only is it a diss track that men are like, oh rah, he's diss Drake. It's also a fucking
tune.
Wait,
you see that Texas Hold'em? Was that the one you played the other day?
No.
Okay, because if it was, then that's Cheeks. That's why
no,
I got knocked
off. Texas Hold'em. I didn't want to, what's it called? I didn't want to play the Texas Hold'em or...
Plus, that was on the chart for 8 weeks.
What?
Look at everything else. 8 weeks, 11 weeks. Who the fuck is Hoyzer?
I don't know.
The longer he waits, the more damage he does to himself. Because if he waits...
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, I agree. But, bro, when you're in this kind of beef, bro, you can't just go because you want to go, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You have to chill out.
He
knows
the
second
album's
coming out.
That's
bro.
Fine, but he could have trumped the second album coming.
I can't say that.
It's points on the board. If you do something like outstream the second album, that's points on the board.
Yeah,
that's
but
part
it's
of the
risky,
argument to
say,
risky, so what?
So it's risky, so it's
that's
like, bro.
War.
I don't,
war is a risk.
Yeah, it is, but the thing is, you don't have to actually war with that. You can chill a bit, relax.
Nah,
man, dissed you, just chill out. Like, just because it's the internet and because we can make music and put it out tomorrow, don't mean I should, bro.
That's scary.
Chill out.
It is scared, I agree, but we can't just be like,
oh, because he's scared. Bro, it's a big tune. It's not a shit song.
I'm not
it's
saying,
not just
yeah,
a
not
diss song.
That.
No, but he was,
it's a big tune. Man are bumping
him.
And Drake has more pressure to perform. Sorry, Cole. I'm ignoring.
No, sorry, my apologies. I think him and Cole both made silly decisions with their actions in the past week or so, or a couple of weeks or so. Drake and Cole, yeah.
What mistake?
Cole shouldn't have apologized on the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Should have just, I'm sure he's got Kendrick's number, DM'd him or something.
Yeah.
DM'd him private. Cole shouldn't have jumped on this verse on Red Leather. Didn't need it. One.
Cole should have what?
He'd never jumped on the verse, not, but I think that was done before the beat started. What,
yeah.
Still, you can pull your verse. Pull it.
Nah. Signed off, man. Fuck off. You're with me now, man.
That's a major L. That's a major L.
There's no need for him to do it.
Drake needs to call 21 Savage.
Major L.
21 Savage won't have the buzz for nothing.
No, it's not about the buzz. Just get that ad lib, 21. Just get that.
21.
Just get the 21 ad lib. Card and a hat. Bro, it's peak.
It's peak.
I think Cole's going off there. And Drake with the captions. But yeah, that's about it, really. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's go on Drake's Instagrams.
All right, cool. Who do you guys think will win this, though? Forget about who's easier to win.
No, he's gone, you cut. Go on Drake's Instagram.
Who do you actually think will win? Kendrick, yeah?
I think Kendrick.
Fred?
It's easier for Drake to win.
No, but forget that. Who do you think will win? Forget about who's easier, because fan bases is what you've built.
So who will have the better bars?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick.
Okay.
Who will win? Drake.
So because of popularity, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
But what... Oh, anything on the story? Anything recently posted?
That's actually crazy.
What, to watch the story?
Bro. What's crazy?
It's a tough battle.
Bruv, he's battling a lot of people, bro.
Continue as nice, baby.
And remember, as your
press it. Click it.
Oh. Oh, whoa. Is this on screen?
No. Yeah, but they can't see it. Remember, it's asterisk. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Don't worry, cancel it. Hello. Go on. What's your views?
Us a big ex J. Cole fan.
I think,
yes, ex J. Cole fan.
Go ahead.
I think the biggest mistake Drake will make will be to drop at this right now. Okay. And I 100% agree with him.
Yo, did you change the password?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, let's leave it then.
Yeah, sorry, go on, caller.
I was just saying that I 100% agree with him. That the biggest mistake Drake will make right now will be to drop a diss track right now.
Bro. You have to let the dust settle, man. There's a lot of fucking momentum against you.
There's a lot of time.
And you're the biggest artist. Everyone's like, what's Drake going to do? You need to calm down, bro. You need
There's to gonna calm down. Rush.
Forget Drake. Forget J. Cole's apology. Was it bad to have... Forget J. Cole's apology. Was it bad for him to have dropped that diss track?
I think J. Cole was pressured too much. I honestly don't know why he had to drop anything. Mm. And to be fair, I think Drake should actually keep quiet about everything.
What, you think he should respond at all?
It's impossible. It's impossible.
He could if he wants, but
he'll lose a lot of respect.
He'll lose a lot. Yeah, he can do what he wants. He can be like, hey, fuck it, you guys are all fucking teaming up, fuck you niggas, whatever. He can do that if he wants, but like for the just like the J. Cole shit, for rap fans, we want to see you guys battle.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, but people annoys me about the whole thing.
But
it feels like
go on.
Metro Boomin is the one profiting, you know, about the whole thing, from the diss track to, you know, getting Future, getting Weekend, getting J. Cole on two albums. I think he's the one profiting on everything. He's a fucking puppet master. I feel like he should catch some bars as well.
Yeah, of course. They all deserve it.
Mm.
But,
go on.
Oh, what was I even going to say now? Oh, I can't remember now.
I hate this Drake hate thing, because this Conan too. I hate this Drake hate cop out, bro. Fuck Drake hate, man. Just rap. No one cares about hate. We just want to hear you guys rap battle each other. Is that too much to ask for from rappers?
Drake.
Oh, that's Drake. What I was going to say. No, 100%.
Wait, call, go on.
About
Drake has been catching bars over a decade.
Drake's been giving bars for over a decade.
And he has been catching bars.
What's going on?
Yeah, but he's been also over giving. A decade. He's been giving. That's a shit argument.
You think he's backing out of it? He's not backing out of it. I just think he should take his time. Even if it's like 10 years.
No, fuck off. No, fuck off. Fuck off. I'm sorry, you have to leave. That's going to take 10 years. You're crazy. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Mm.
The reason why it's not a cop-out, I do understand taking your time, but at the same time, if man is that cold, it doesn't matter how long, if he dropped at the height of this thing. If the thing was crazy, it would have battered them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Make rap great again.
Bro, don't say I'm crazy because it's the truth.
Remember when the top two rappers battled? Biggie and Tupac? The top two rappers battled.
No, Tem, what I'm saying is the truth. I understand. I understand taking your time. I understand that completely.
Hello, caller.
But I'm telling you, if the tune that Drake dropped... can you turn that down, please?
Yeah.
But if the tune that Drake dropped was cold, and bro, we wouldn't... like. It would have just been like, yo, Drake just dropped this. Da-da-da-da. We need them lot to come. Like, now things is reversed.
I agree with that. But, yeah. Bro, like, let's not act
You're
like...
You're scared of his legacy. That's what it is, man.
Nah, his legacy can't be ruined.
No, yeah, no. I don't even think J. Cole's legacy is ruined. I just think it's a vibe of...
I thought we were talking about Drake.
I'm just talking about in general. When we talk about, like, legacy, mm-hmm. like, everyone's like, oh, legacy. I'm like, nah, this is just a rap battle because at the end of the day... Drake even lost the Pusha one, and we're still not. That doesn't.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So we want to see the comeback.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at, is oh, I can't even remember now when you mentioned.
Hello, caller. Oh, sorry, caller.
Yeah, so I just want to back Tammy pause, but I back in Tammy on the point that J. Cole actually did this Kendrick in his first shooter. Drake, not Drake, God. Joe Budden actually confirmed it that Kendrick was supposed to be the third feature on the album, but took it off. But that's not the point. What I'm trying to make, another theory possible, right? So, they posted a video about J. Cole stating that he was in the studio with Metro Boomin a couple months ago. So that's probably why that verse on this Now album is on there. So the verse was probably done a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So my next theory
that's,
is
that's not new.
Yeah, it's not
albums
crazy.
Get made ages in advance. Go on.
Yeah, so my theory is, what if this whole apology was that he knew that Kendrick was actually going to diss them on the first album? Because when the Like That dropped the first time, it's rumored that him and Kendrick was on the phone call for like 4 hours when it first dropped.
Who and Kendrick?
J. Cole.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know.
So
it's all speculation, isn't it? So.
It's very possible, because obviously if they're all in the studio with Future as well, it's like, it could happen.
You know what's crazy? I expected Drake to be on this album, you know? Before it came out, before we was privy to anything,
I expected Drake to
be on the Future album.
You would. Why wouldn't you?
Because he wasn't on the Drake album.
Oh, fair enough.
And what would Pluto do? Why would you make a song about Pluto? You guys have so much songs together. Like, why would he not be on that fucking song?
Yeah, but that's why I thought he would be on that what's it called. Yeah, like,
but everybody's
not always on Drake's album, is he? Drake is usually on Future's.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, making a tune about Future, but him not being there and nowhere to be seen on this album. And then there was whispers of them beefing ages ago.
I didn't hear the whispers.
Yeah, there's whispers of them
beefing. Without the whispers,
I didn't expect it.
Just let the dust... If the dust settles, I kind of don't want to hear it anymore. I want it while the dust is up.
Yeah, that's when we want it. Yeah, we want, as Cole said, we want blood. We want it now.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, you're going to get some real fucking heavy hitters. You can't just move like how it is. Like
most of the rap fans aren't asking him to go against anyone else but Kendrick.
That's
all this heavy hitters thing. We won't care if you don't send for the rest of them.
Yeah, but he's not necessarily thinking that.
He needs to hear
like, bro,
it.
Yeah, imagine if eight people are... Let's not say eight people. We know that Future's upset with him. Metro's mm-hmm. producing behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick is on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that ASAP's on him.
Yeah.
We know that he even knows he's got enemies that maybe he haven't even come out.
Yeah.
My guy, I need to wait till that second album comes out. Do you get what I'm saying?
And we know that
when they said that the first album's coming, they said another album's coming. On the first one,
they're
talking about you.
Yeah.
Remember, it's industry stuff. Behind the scenes,
he knows that the second hearing, one they're
something
talking
else
about
is
him
coming,
again.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to chill.
That's I hear that.
It's got to be a battle of more than one round. If eight guys came to rush me, smartest thing to do is try and bang the biggest one, not the smallest one. This guy's gonna kuff you in your head.
Yeah, but right
bang
now,
him,
right
and
now,
at least you say, ah, at least I banged the biggest one.
All right, so this is what, like, that's great when you're there. Right now, the scenario is Drake has bare people saying, yo, come outside. And he's like, let me just wait and see how much people are really, really upset with me. Then I'll come out and I'll know what to bring.
That's fine.
That's what it is.
Don't be fine. Full of them. Go on, caller.
So, guys, I know we're talking about Drake, but Drake and Kendrick, but I want to put out another theory. So, J. Cole, we all know that the last album, the EP that he dropped, My Delete Later, was actually, is formed or framed that it was going at Kendrick. But I don't know if y'all know Daylight.
Yeah.
The rapper. So Daylight was on the album when the album dropped. Now, Daylight is a troll or whatever, but he stated that a lot of people thought that, that the album is actually trolling, going at Kendrick. But it actually was formed by Drake. I think he might be trolling, but some of the songs actually sounds like it is going at Drake. Like, for instance, if you go to...
it's applicable to anyone because it's such shit bars of your first album was this. Everyone's got generic. 4 or 5 albums.
Yeah, no, and plus he wouldn't have come out.
Not the diss, the whole album.
Not the diss song. Some of the songs on the whole album. Yeah, some of the songs on My Delete Later, like Pricey, for instance. If you listen to some the lyrics in Pricey, it could fit Drake.
You got an example?
I mean, he didn't delete the song, so I can't even go to the lyrics.
There's only one song that's deleted. Only the last one's deleted. Let's see these lyrics.
But, so, like,
I think what that is, though, is J. Cole is a very much... He raps in... If the shoe fits. That's how J. Cole raps.
Yeah.
Like, J. Cole's raps is always, if the shoe fits.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, I'm the best, your favorite rapper, da 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 da. And it's like, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A lot of time it's like, someone needs to say, oh yeah, they've been beefing for time. And you're like, oh, it was them that he was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't believe that shit. I think that's why he came out and apologized, because he was like, yo, you know, Kendrick, clearly I said some shit. I don't believe that it's about Drake. And even then, that's even worse. Because pick a side, bro. Pick a fucking side, bro.
Right, are you the Drake or you the king? It's nice talking to y'all, but I'm bugged up.
Alright, cheers, all right, bro.
Thanks, caller.
Yeah.
Right, let's pull up that ASAP verse now.
Pull it up.
I can't see anything from this pricey. That, both hands or
it's not on
something about
I really need to take time with that album still. I need to give it a listen.
I need to listen to it properly, but
just
I was
Future ASAP Rocky.
I didn't necessarily fuck with the first one like that, but there's some good songs in it. I didn't think it was a good album though.
I liked the first one, but the second one
I haven't listened to it. The intro was I don't know about
this. I actually skipped through some of the songs, and then I listened to J. Cole verse, and then I listened to ASAP before I got here. Because I was like, let me just at least be up on
that stuff. I really like the hook, man. Zoom in.
No, the hook is cold.
Oh, so ASAP does the hook, yeah?
Yeah.
Zoom in. Oh, that's the end. Okay, so necklace gave my shoulder cramps. Pinky ring, show your advance. I just sent a telegram. Grandma, you bore me, man. Necklace gave my shoulder cramps. Pinky ring, your show advance.
Bracelet, the read is dance, horrible.
Half a meal. Reads are usually horrible. Yeah. Who sent the read for Kendrick's verse that looked like?
Yeah,
what's it
I can't remember. Yeah,
like
you,
it's not gonna
read well. Where is his verse? But start from the top, actually, because I feel like the top is a bit of a shot. So he says, take his chain shorty, leave your man's for me. That could be going at Drake again.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, allegedly Drake stated Rihanna, he's with Rihanna. Can I trust you? Grab his cam, shorty, OnlyFans for me. So allegedly, ASAP, as you'll see later on, has allegedly smashed Drake's baby mum, and it was a threesome, which Kanye West mentioned on Vultures that it was a threesome. Yeah. They don't know who the father is of Adonis.
It's mad when people just, because I thought that was just a generic bar. When people are like, he's talking about Drake, I'm like, how the fuck does everyone know that?
By a show of hands, who want a fatal? So, do you want to fight me? just play. Okay, now go to ASAP's verse. So he goes, call up Pluto, Metro should have put me on the first one. Niggas swear they bitch the baddest, I just bagged the worst one, Rihanna. Niggas and their feelings of warming what you hurt or something at Drake. Mm-hmm. I smashed before you birthed, son. Flacco hit it first, son, at Drake. Still don't trust you. It's always us, never them. Heard you drop your latest shit. Funny how it just came and went at Drake. And then the rest is just hee-ha, hee-ha.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of shots at Drake.
Yeah.
It's definitely at Drake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, of course. You know? You know, on Drake's last album, he said the sex was average, fam. That was rude.
Oh, about Rihanna. What? Who did you have sex with?
That's rude. So, I expect it. He's getting all of his... Yo, did he say some shit about you? Did he do that to your girl too? Come here.
But this is why it's not easy for Drake to go at ASAP again because he's already done the Rihanna something. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's a waste of time trying to...
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, already, yeah. The most you can say is... Done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, there's nothing really there. Give him a bar, get him out of it.
Yeah.
ASAP is, you know, that's easy work for Drake.
That's what we was arguing about. Also, you missed the argument.
Yeah.
So... Couple guys in the group chat was like, I'd rather be with Drake's baby mom than Rihanna, basically.
Who said that?
Couple men in the group chat.
What was it, sorry? Drake, are you all right? I'd rather be with Drake's baby mom or...
Than Rihanna.
Yeah, how? But the context of it, though.
No, in what world would that be?
I can't remember. I wasn't there for the beginning of the argument. But he's pointing at me, but I wasn't there. They were talking about...
But did you say you'd rather be with Drake's baby mum?
No,
than
because
Rihanna?
The first question when we asked that, I said Rihanna.
Oh.
Go on, lie.
Did he not? Okay.
Right.
So he changed it late after our
argument. No, but that was when they gave context of what they were talking about. Because
first you said Drake's baby mum?
No, I said Rihanna first.
Right, now you're saying I gave him context
and you changed. I said when you gave the first question, I said Rihanna. And then these lot came in and gave
batteries
more.
Are getting low, by the way.
Tyler, man, Tyler, call us if you're here, man.
When he gave more context, I was like, oh yeah, cool. I'll probably go for the person that hasn't had sex with everyone that I know, but is on the low. Like I don't know who she's had sex with.
Who?
So that's what they
Drake's
were getting
lady,
at.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were getting at the fact that would you go with someone that's a J bag, but no one, don't know who she's had sex with at first. You added context, and then. Or would you rather go for someone that four of your guys have been with?
And do you know what they did?
Get it?
What they did at first, was they tried it. They said, we was like, all right, who's Rihanna been with? They said, Breezy, Chris Brown, Drizzy, and Drake. I was like, this is horrible.
That's jokes.
This is how they do
it. But the thing is, you know, Fred, like, he'll remove the context and then he'll answer questions.
But that one is, in that context.
Do you get it?
No, but that's not the context. Because on the call, allegedly, Drake's baby mom, some people say porn star or porn star Jason, or like she's adult. She's about in it.
She's
a J-bag. Like, so I tried to be nice. That's how I built it up.
Yeah, some people say that.
Cool. Like he said, we don't know who she smashed, but allegedly ASAP's cheeksed it, and there's a threesome, so no one knows who the da-da-da is. Cool. Mm-hmm. I added that context later. So then we hit it with, okay, so that's Drake's baby mom, or would you rather Rihanna? Cool, she smashed Chris, Drake, and Travis, right?
Travis, yeah.
Cool.
Ooh, Rihanna.
Allegedly. Let's just throw really allegedly close. On everything. We're not going
to...
I'm saying, they're not ASAP's guys like that. Like their industry. We made music together.
Oh, that's completely different.
So what would you
do? But when you say four of your guys or random guys, I'd rather random guys because I can't have my wife be with four of my guys. Like, that's crazy to me.
So you take Drake's baby mom over Rihanna?
In that scenario.
Context, that's the scenario.
No, because it's not the same. Because it's not with four of his guys.
What do you mean it's not
four
of his guys?
It's not four of his friends.
But this is the scenario. They're saying that they're his friends. Sorry, caller, we're arguing.
Who's saying that?
That's what they're saying. Like, they're saying Drake, Travis, and did it. Yeah, that's it. I'm like, they're not boys like that. They're just like industry people. So in the context of Drake's baby mom or Rihanna, where are you going?
It's different. I'll choose Rihanna over Drake's baby mom, but I know their situations. Do you get it?
What do you mean?
Because I know who Rihanna's been with. I know about what Drake's baby mom has allegedly done.
Mm.
So for me, it's like what Rihanna's done is the worst. Is less
than what she's done. Mm. So I'd rather be with Rihanna because
see,
I know.
See, this is what I'm saying, but he switched up. He said Drake's baby mom first.
No, and I didn't.
He's lying. We'll call Tyler.
In the other context, yeah. But yeah, go on.
Caller. You still there, caller? No, they're gone. Where's Tyler? Because you're a liar, man. Don't come here and lie, man.
Liar. I definitely didn't, bro.
You did. That's why we argued for long.
No, but that was when you said... The first question that you asked me...
Oh, look, the man them are chatting in the group chat. Hold on.
The first question that you asked me, I said, oh, yeah, like Rihanna. Then they said, oh, Fred, you keep removing context. And then they added the context.
You didn't.
And I was like, okay, cool. The man didn't know, bro.
The man then was saying Drake's baby mum.
It was like four. Yeah. It was 4-1. I had to argue him onto Rihanna's side.
Yeah, but it was because the context was completely removed.
Poll on Rihanna or
and then they said the same thing when
you can't do that.
When Fred's bringing someone into the argument, they was like, ah, he's doing that. He's removing everything that we've said about it, and he's asking you just this bare one question.
No, because it's a direct thing. It's literally Rihanna or Drake's baby mom. Like,
yeah, and I said Rihanna.
You stop lying.
I did. I said Rihanna.
I can imagine that because I'm saying the same thing.
I was like, but what's the context? And he said, no, just the names.
No. Oh, that's at first. You didn't.
So what?
No, you didn't pick Rihanna. No, at first. How did it start?
You're gonna lie.
I'm not lying. You said Drake's baby mom first.
No,
why did we argue for 45 minutes?
If the context was somebody that's been with four of your guys or somebody that's been with other people, if that was the first question, you probably
chose. And that wasn't.
No, do you know what happened? Because before you answered, they did the Chris Brown, Breezy, Drake thing first. Yeah. That's why he picked the baby mum first. Because that happened before. We just Rihanna done baby moms did.
It didn't like, happen before, Fred, man. It didn't happen before because that's why they kept saying, nah, Fred's changing it.
They always do that.
Yes, but you know that you're lying.
All right. Do another poll because this one's the easy one. Now do a poll of...
say four people that four, are in your
four
industry.
Four of your friends. So just what would you rather? And then do a woman, four of you, or not even a woman. Actually, I don't know if
you know. You don't have to put the question. Just go to but the just go yes or no. Now.
But yes, just in the yes or no. Four friends have beat, and then afterwards a J bag, but nobody knows who she's beat.
Just put a J bag.
They will know. They will know because they're listening to the stream. But yeah, no one knows. Just what no one knows. Just in case somebody else knows. Okay. Capitalize the A. All right, cool.
Man. Trust me, I remember the conversation. I remember it.
Trust, you started with the baby moms, man. And you even was like,
you
even said, is she buff? That's how there was context. Because if it was just Rihanna or baby, he even started,
is
she buff?
This is why, what, do you see that?
Yeah.
Because when we did the Rihanna thing, it was Rihanna straight away. But now you pull it in that context.
Yeah, that's what happened. He asked me, said, do you know what I know? Because he asked me and I said, I don't remember what Drake's baby mom looks like.
Yeah.
Because man was asking me Rihanna or Drake. So I was thinking,
nah,
what are you talking about? Look, like, I have no idea.
They started with trying to list off. Remember, Tyler started. I let Tyler go first.
No, you didn't.
I let Tyler go first. Oh, he hit you with the Breezy, the Chris Brown. Bro.
Where's Tyler?
Call him.
I'll call
that
him.
Call actually, him.
When he'll
lie, though.
No, I see. Now he says
no,
he'll lie.
Call him.
There's
call
no
him.
Point in me calling
call
him.
Call him.
He's saying he's going to lie.
No, call him.
So if he confirms what I said, if he confirms what you said, are you going to say he lies?
Yeah, call him.
So what's the point?
What's the point?
Call him.
What's the point?
What is the point, bro? Call him. I don't even understand why you're actually lying about this.
I'm not lying.
There were so many witnesses.
Bro, I had to argue you back over to my side. You wasn't on my side.
That's crazy. Don't embarrass me, Tyler.
He's playing games. He's awake, man.
He's definitely awake. The sun's not up, bro. He's fucking hiding, bro.
See, don't worry. But with the final beef of the day is Quavo and Chris Brown. This is where I like quick response. Let's go, Antoja. Mm-hmm. Let's fight, bro. Let's tussle. So Chris Brown dropped a track talking about, what did he say in his track? So,
we can get the lyrics up.
Let's get it out. What did he say in his track? I can't remember.
She like Casamigos, not the Migos.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, so that's what he said. And then Quavo down the, into the studio as soon as possible.
So he's made a song, yeah?
Dropped it.
I haven't heard this.
Beam. Dropped it, talking about Don't Beat Her Up. Ad-libbed it. Crazy. Below the belt, hitman in the abdominals, Central C. I said, let's go, man. All of this waiting months for something to... Let's go. That's what I'm talking about, man. Because obviously, they was at Fashion Week a couple months back.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to sit next to each other, innit?
Yeah.
You know, that's just tense. But obviously, them and one like, hey, we can't be at it.
That's horrible organization, though. Yeah. Somebody needs to
They're not tapped in. They're not tapped in.
You have to fire your publicist.
You know?
No, them ones. Bro. Like, what the fuck am I sitting here for, man?
So why did they beef? What's the... it's over... Okay.
Most beefs is over a woman, man.
Yeah. Damn. Someone was like, bro, these men, they've got the money, they've got the cars, they got all that. The only thing that can really hurt them when it comes to each other is women, bro.
Mm-hmm. Crunchy.
They'll tell women everything.
Come and be in your own territory or in your own whatever. Like, men can do something that you cannot.
You can't take the woman I told everything to.
Mm. Mm.
You can't do that. But man here...
Or the woman can't go. Do you know what I mean? You know, not to objectify, can't take, you know? The woman can't go to the man that, you know, I have an issue with or, like, it's crazy, bro. They're really, really beefing about women.
So what, does this mean no one can wife Carucci again, though? Because she's been...
She'll be absolutely fine in these streets.
Yeah, but the way we're applying to Rihanna now, we're not going to do Rihanna. She's beat the man them.
No, but we don't care about Lori Harvey either.
Oh, no, yeah, no, no one said that no one's going to be with Rihanna.
Yeah, and Lori Harvey's still going to be fine. Carucci's still going to be fine.
Everyone's
fine. It depends on the status of the woman.
What?
Wait, do you think any woman's just been done out here through...
What do you mean?
Having... Through doing something with... Yeah, with those guys.
Nope.
No?
No, of course
not. Their price is up.
Mm-hmm. But this is why it was a dumb argument to have in the group chat. Man was saying da-da-da. And they were trying to remove the fact she's Rihanna. I'm like... No, let's keep it as Rihanna and who the other person is. Yeah. We're picking Rihanna, bruv. What are we talking about here?
Fucking my old bitches ain't gonna make us equal.
Who said that? When?
That's what Chris Brown said. That.
Mm.
Sipping that 1942 because I don't do no Quavo. Freak bitches like... She likes Casamigos, not the Migos.
Oh, this was direct shots. I like it.
Yeah,
but the thing is, Chris be littering diss tracks within 49 tracks. It's hard to find.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
You know?
He's digging.
Is Quavo a drink?
I think it was spelled like Quervo or something like that.
Yeah, it might be a tequila.
But it was like a double...
Because 42 is tequila, innit?
Man said, you call me. Yes.
Anything else to discuss? No? Chris Brown, we discussed it now.
Yeah, Chris Brown, done. I need to listen to the album anyway, this Future and Metro team.
It's one anyway. I want to go home
fucking
now.
It's fucking
yeah.
Honestly.
I want to go.
All right, guys. Shout out to everyone that became members. Everyone subscribe. Keep liking the videos. Keep commenting. You know, all that stuff for America's coming. If you're a member, you've already seen something already.
Yes.
Shout out to Platinum, Gold, Bronze. And all you guys that support us every single week, shout you out. And thank you for a great live, man. Appreciate you guys.
See you guys.
Oh, that was loud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.